I thought you were going to sing Michael McDonald. We're recording now.
No, I'm not going to now.
You son of
He'll
a
laugh.
Bitch.
He'll laugh and make fun of me.
Asshole. Hey everybody, welcome to Stag Show. This is Bob.
You don't know me, but I'm your brother.
That's horrible.
You.
Hey everybody, it's Malcolm McDowell.
It's horrible.
I keep forgetting I'm on the podcast again.
I thought you were going to say on the rag.
Every time I do.
Every time I bleed.
Oh. Need a plug.
Oh my gosh,
hey,
you're horrible.
Michael McDonald, this is Miles Title, host of Static Radio.
Need a plug.
Doing my tribute to Michael McDonald for no particular reason.
Yeah, Michael McDonald and menstruation.
My two favorite singers in the world, Paul Rogers and Michael McDonald. Yes, right there, I said it.
That Paul Rogers and Michael McDonald, come on.
Yeah, they're my two favorite.
I thought that you were a little bit partial to...
The Cow Sills.
Indian Lake is a place where you can take.
No, that's going back.
Robert Plant.
Yes.
Yeah, Robert Plant and Lemmy from Motorhead.
Oh, suck it. Da, da, da. I'm so bad.
Oh, man, I don't dare to do that voice.
I'm so bad, baby, I don't care.
Yeah, I dare not do that voice. I will lose.
There you go.
I knew Michael McDonald.
Every time I do. Something in my
something,
head.
I don't know if that works.
Oh, you're horrible. You're just horrible.
Y'all will be there.
You're just horrible. Hey, I watched a movie today that you would find interesting.
On my own.
Yeah, what is it?
Color Me Kubrick.
You know, I've seen that on the shelves, and I thought about it, and I thought no one will want to watch this except me, so I did not get it.
You are correct. And you probably won't even make it through it because of your rampant homophobia.
Okay, here we go.
So I would suggest that you should watch it, but I don't know if you'll be able to watch it. It has the... The person who's in it, the actor who is in it, is John Malkovich, who is above reproach as far as I'm concerned. He can play any kind of crazy-ass person he wants.
He's great.
He is great. I would believe John Malkovich playing Fabio, honestly.
Yeah, he's that good.
He is that good.
Yeah.
And he is in this movie, and he is the movie, really.
Yeah.
If you think about it. But,
right.
But he is as queer as a $3 bill in this movie.
Mm.
So, just a word of warning. But it is a good movie, yeah.
So it's not Hearts of Darkness or anything like that?
No.
Like
no, but he is one fantastic actor. Although I have this weird feeling that that's about as close to normal as he will ever be. That's probably himself in the movie. I have no idea.
Yeah.
You know?
You think?
That's what I'm thinking.
Closer than being John Malkovich?
Closer than that, yes. I think he is nowhere near John Malkovich and being John Malkovich.
Okay, all right. Okay, I'm with you. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I watched that. It's on the Netflix stream thing. I really wish we should get Netflix as a sponsor because I'm loving that streaming Netflix crap.
I'm thinking you're watching every Philip Seymour Hoffman movie you can hear.
I saw that radio one, you know, the DJ one. That was good. Pirate Radio.
I didn't watch Twister right after that.
No, I haven't watched Twister. But I just happened to catch. I kind of flipped through the choices on the on demand versions there.
Yes.
And I saw that, and I'm like, oh, it's about this dude who impersonated Stanley Kubrick later in his life.
Yeah.
You know, when he was more of a recluse.
Right.
And, he just doesn't really look like him, but...
Right.
Other than being a bald guy, you know.
So
it was good, though.
Based on, though, like,
it's a true story, evidently. It's based on a true story of this guy who actually did in England pretend to be him, you know, and, like, got people to buy him stuff. So it was good, though. It was funny. He did.
Would you buy me a dinner at Chewy's?
Yeah, buy me some Chewy's. Oh, my God. You joke about Chewy's, but you've never been there. It is so damn good.
In-N-Out Burger with Kubrick. Please.
It closed for a while, and it moved. I've been to the new location.
The new In-N-Out Burger.
No, the new Chewy's.
Oh, the new Chewy's.
Over on, I can't remember the name of the road now. It used to be in Dogtown. Now it's by SLU, by St. Louis University. Right across the street from St. Louis University.
Uh-huh.
Is Chewy's Arzola. It's in the basement of this big building. It's
right.
On the first level. Actually, it's below the first level, so.
Right.
Anyway, it is fantastic.
Yeah.
If you're ever in St. Louis, go to Chewy's.
I will.
Yeah, you're never going to be here, though.
No.
So anyway, I wanted to tell you about a little thing that happened here today.
Yeah. Hey.
Other than the John Malkovich thing. What's that?
No, it's okay.
What?
Our washer was having a little bit of an episode.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, I think it's okay now.
Well, you got to remember to take the dildos out of your pockets.
Quit having your mom visit.
Your mom's here doing my laundry.
All right, so what's going on now?
So, it's okay. This afternoon we had a delicious meal of chicken quesadillas tonight. And I eat slowly. I'm probably the slowest eater of the household here.
Really?
Yeah. You don't believe that?
I don't believe that.
Well, I am. It's true. It's a fact. It's actual. Everything is satisfactual.
Huh.
So, I am finishing up my dinner, as everyone else has, like, abandoned me.
Yeah.
Which, you're not so surprised about that. And the next thing I know, I hear shrieking.
Uh-huh.
Shrieking. Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Yeah. Bob, get your butt down here! Oh, my God!
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And it's like, what the hell is going on? So everybody's down stairs in the family room.
Yes.
Except for me. I'm still trying to finish my delicious chicken quesadillas.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, get down here!
Get the meat out of your mouth, Bob.
Oh, boy.
And so
a little meat, my mouth.
I get downstairs, and there is something. Do you want to take a stab at what's down in my family room?
Your son has dropped a deuce. No, I don't know. Your wife dropped a deuce. I don't know what.
There was a lizard.
What?
There is a...
You live in St. Louis. How can there be a lizard in your...
Well, I live out in the country. It wasn't really a lizard, but it's the best that I could... It's called...
Wait, it's a lizard and it's not?
Well, it looks like a lizard.
What is it, a shapeshifter? What is it? I mean, what... Oh my God! It's my grandma now. Holy shit!
Oh, it's a grandma. It's beautiful.
Grandma.
So, it's this thing that looks like a lizard by my sliding glass door.
Okay.
And my wife is up on the couch, along with my daughter. My son is sitting in the chair. He was playing Nintendo DS. I think he was still playing.
Right.
He's like, they're just screaming. He's like, oh, that is a lizard. And I'm like, sure enough, there was a lizard. Well, it was actually, it's called a skink.
Skink.
No, a skink. It wasn't Lindsay Lohan, wasn't in my basement.
Oh, okay. Hi, Bob.
So it's a kind of like an amphibious lizard-like thing.
It's kind of like a snake and a lizard or something, isn't it? Or,
yeah, something like that.
Aren't they something weird like that? Or?
Well, that's as near as we could tell from what we saw, we could figure out, because there is no there's not really a lot of lizards around here, you know what I mean?
Right, so, yeah, I would say you've killed them all mowing, I think.
No, that was all snakes.
You killed everything that moves in your
backyard. I killed toads and snakes mowing. This is the first time I've seen a lizard-like animal.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, well, hell. Well, how the hell did I think it
Whoa!
So I had to find something to prod at it, you know what I mean? Because I'm certainly
not
going to pick it up.
Yeah, you're a man.
Because I'm not a man.
You're a man.
And so I open up the slider, and I had, like, had been doing something with a curtain, so there's this curtain rod. So I kind of nudged him to go outside, and he took off.
Like my Uncle Mort, man. He just won't leave. Look at him.
At first I'm like, you know, I thought, oh, sure, it's probably a mouse, right? Because,
yeah.
It was just, the screaming was just, you know, deafening. I'm trying to eat my chicken quesadilla.
It's going to be a skink quesadilla here in a minute.
It's going to be a skink. So now, I guess luckily, because I don't really want to have a murder scene happen with this thing in my basement.
Right.
The dogs were up with me because I was still up there and they were waiting for the scraps.
Come on, dude.
So I using my brain, when I took off to go down to see them, I shut the door so the dogs would not be, you know, enticed to chew this thing up and then puke it.
Right.
Which is normally what happens whenever they get hold of something in the yard, you know what I mean? Yeah. They eat it, and then they puke it back up.
Yeah. Yes.
So, and so I did that. But then I got really, I got angry a little bit later. I'm like, we have three animals in this house.
Right.
That are here invited, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
I got a cat.
Uh-huh.
And I got two dogs, right?
Right.
And one dog is a little terrier, which is, you know, supposed to be good about catching small things, right?
They're supposed to, yeah, right.
Yeah, they're bred for that or something.
Right.
Not one of them got this skink slash lizard thing. So I'm so pissed. Then it's after I shoo the thing out the door, shut the door, calm everybody down, I let the dogs back down, and then one of my dogs is rubbing his face all over the spot where the lizard was.
What?
I guess he peed or something. I don't know.
Oh.
So he's like, you know, have you ever seen dogs rolling dead things?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like he was doing that. But I was so mad. I'm like, why do I have these animals if they're not going to, like, take care of things like this?
Right.
Why? What is up with that?
We'll wait for the urine to come and then we'll...
They're lazy. They're lazy. It's like having you around for, like, a gardener.
If I was a dog... Right?
Yeah.
Like that? If I was a dog, it would be like that, wouldn't it? I
mean, you would be very lazy, yes. You are a dog. That's basically what your wife thinks of you.
Like a terrier or something?
Nah, you'd probably be more like a basset hound or something. Actually, no, you'd
be
one of those pugs.
More like that dog in the Beverly Hillbillies, I think.
Yeah, the big basset hound.
What was his? No, that was like a bloodhound, remember?
Bloodhound, there you go.
He's a big bloodhound.
You're not quite that wrinkly yet, though.
Yeah, but he was always, like, laying down.
You look more like a seal, to be honest. Or a walrus. A walrus without the mustache. So anyway, I was just like, I just got pissed at these animals. What good are they, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Get outside now.
Gosh, you make me sick.
I'm trying to eat my quesadillas like Jabba, and you're going to go, hum, hum.
So, yeah, go figure. Skank in St. Louis.
Some skank in my house.
Yeah, skank.
Hey, there's some skank in my house.
So he took off out on the patio. He ran off. So
Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd that get in your house, though? I don't understand.
I've been doing yard work, and I had the garage door open, and we've had the pool up, and so the slider's been open, and so...
Yeah.
You know, he probably took a dip in the pool and was coming in to get a drink, you know. And
Right.
You know, we got a fridge down there, so.
Yeah.
Well stocked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he probably was coming in, getting something cold, going to hang out, watching TV.
Sure.
Play some Wii.
Hey, dude. I'm just a neighborhood skink looking for a place to crash for the night.
Oh, because I was looking for the neighborhood skank.
Yeah.
That's what I was hoping for.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that was weird. I have never seen... And, I mean, this thing was not tiny. It was probably a good foot and a half in length. It looked like a lizard.
Oh, man, you running down with a mouthful of quesadilla in your mouth.
Everybody's screaming.
Ah, there's a lizard!
Mom, kill it!
Yeah. I'm like, what?
Kill it, Mom.
You must be mistaken. The most hilarious thing was that my wife mistook it at first for one of the kids' toys.
Oh, nice.
Because it wasn't moving a lot.
Yeah.
And she was, evidently was staring at it for a little while, trying to decide if that was a kid's toy. And she's like, I don't remember the kids having a green lizard. They had an orange lizard at one time. And then it moved, I guess, and then she freaked out. So.
Do you want to see a flesh-colored lizard?
So, yeah, that's what's going on here. You know, I don't know if they have skink wranglers, but Angie's List has a lot of stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, they do.
And if you are in need, maybe of assistance with a skink, you might try AngiesList.com.
What about a skank?
Well, it could be with a skank as well. From electrician to physician, yeah, you know, contractor to doctor. More than a million members use Angie's List to find high-quality service companies and healthcare professionals in over 450 categories.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
And you know what, you know what we're offering tonight?
What?
And every time we do this plug, what? Are offering 25% off your order if you use the code word static. Let me say that again. I wish we could change it to skink, but we can't. So it's still static. Use the code word static, and you get 25% off your order for AngiesList.com. Uh-huh. You can get all the details if you go to staticradio.com/Angies-list. Or just go to AngiesList.com and use the code word static.
Right.
So that's what's going on here, my friend.
Sweet.
How about yourself?
Well, I had a skank come to my house, and
you know,
yeah, and it was a lot of fun. Let me tell you, I chased her out.
You know, Desiree really doesn't like to be called.
She, you know, she hasn't been around the house as much as you would think.
Desiree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's found.
They don't call her the snail for nothing.
I guess. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, I don't, you know.
I was gonna apologize for not having the Corey Feldman video ready yet, but I had some problems, so.
Well, that's all right. No,
I will try to have it up this week, so look for it, people.
It's not that exciting.
Oh, okay.
So. All
right, but it was kind of cool. We had some pictures, you know.
Oh, so, no, that's okay.
So what's up with you then?
So my life is turning into like a Three's Company episode.
Come and knock. What? Wait a minute. Are you pretending to be gay?
Hey, Corey. Corey Feldman, check this out. A bum cake.
Oh, wait. You're not pretending. Okay.
Not pretend. Yeah, not pre- No, but you know how everything's like a big misunderstanding. It's like all, you know, overheard and it's wrong. And
right.
That has happened to me.
Is Suzanne Summers moving in with you guys or something?
Really? For real?
Suzanne Summers?
Are you serious?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking to somebody there.
No, I'm just kidding.
It sounded like you got distracted for a minute.
I was, you know, at the auto parts store working.
Right? Yeah.
And some of the guys were talking about...
Getting the zone. Oh, you don't work for AutoZone.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know.
I know.
And there was talk of, like, some sports tickets being available.
Oh, that's right, yeah. You were bragging that you got...
some free sports tickets available.
Normally, you just go to the minor league team and do your elephant dance song for free. They let you in for free, you know.
Right.
But this time, it was bigger than the minors.
Yeah, I thought I was... I thought a lot of Major League Baseball tickets were given away.
Right.
Through like a corporate thing.
Oh, I'm boy. Like, hey,
well,
there
hell, sign me up. You know?
The Fram's got some tickets to give away from the oil filter peoples.
Well, I got the impression they were just offering to like the management, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Not, you know, like.
Not you.
Not the floor sweeper like me. You know,
yeah. Basically. Hey. Does he think the ass picker over there wants some free tickets?
Yeah, no, they're like, well, hell, you know, we got a dozen free tickets here.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, hell, I'll take some.
Hey, meet me at the Regal Beagle and I'll hand them out.
Oh, yeah, check. But, so, I'm like, yeah, sign me up. Hell yeah, you know, what the hell? And they're like, well, no one really wants these anyway. Maybe you want them all.
Maybe you want them all.
I'm like, wait, God. Cha-ching. God is on my side. I know this. All right,
you know, I'll go an hour early and start selling these bastards, and I'll make a lot.
I know. I'm like, man, I can scalp all these fuckers.
That's right.
No, I'm just kidding. But I, no, so I'm like, I start calling up my sister. I start inviting her family.
Nice.
I start inviting everybody I can think of. I'm like, we are going to go see the freaking
Brewers.
Chicago Cubs.
Oh, you're getting Cubs tickets.
I heard it was Cubs tickets. I'm like, oh, all right, Cubs tickets. Cool. All right. A dozen free Cubs tickets. Right?
Yeah.
Too good to be true. I'm like, no one wants these because I know they kind of suck this year. I'm like, well, what? I go, maybe they're playing like the Kansas City Royals or something. I don't know. You know.
Okay.
that's a crappy team. You know,
right,
like,
that is a crappy team.
They're like, well, maybe you want them all. I'm like, well, fuck yeah, I want them all. Hell yeah.
Hey,
I'm calling up, you know, college buddies, my sister, you know, everybody.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Hey, fly guy, want some free Cubs tickets? You can fly me up there.
Except you.
I know you didn't call me.
I did not call you. And luckily, I didn't.
That's true. I would have said no.
Yeah, well, that night, I get on the Cubs website.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, yeah, I'm going to confirm this. I look, they're not even home that day. I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah. Something's up. You know, like they're down in Florida or something. What the fuck? What?
Nice.
I go, wait a minute. They didn't mean the Iowa Cubs, I hope. The minor league team used by the Chicago Cubs to work on their new talent.
Yeah, the talents, yeah.
The farm team and such. I'm like.
So did you look that up?
I looked that up. Guess what?
That's what they meant.
Bing, bang, 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 bang.
I knew it.
Oh, my God. Now I'm going to have to call, like, 10 people. Like, all right,
no
sorry.
Cubs.
You and your children can't go to the game. I just told you.
Nice.
Sorry. You know, I was getting ready to go buy a jersey, like a Zambrano jersey. You know, I was like, man,
ding,
I'm going to.
Ding, 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 ding,
you know, I really don't
ding,
even follow
ding,
baseball.
Ding,
but I thought, man, 12 free tickets,
ding,
shit, you know.
Come and knock on our door.
No, I mean, doesn't that really sound like stupid, like.
Yeah.
Like a really stupid three cup.
Oh, no. I'm talking about my son's Corey League team.
Yeah.
I mean, you get in free anyway, but this way you get free popcorn, too.
That's right. So now I'm like, great.
Yeah, nice.
So now I'm like, this sucks.
You sure they didn't actually tell you and you just didn't hear it right? That's what I'm
saying.
They
said Cubs tickets. Now, what would you think if you heard, free Cubs tickets? What would you think?
Well, if I was anywhere near you, I would think some minor league team called the Cubs.
There is a minor league team called
the Cubs. That's right.
Which no one ever talks about. I mean, I had heard of them, I guess, once or twice, but now I'm like looking like a doofus.
Yeah, if I lived in Chicago, then it would be, the Cubs.
I'm embarrassed.
If I lived in Iowa, I'd think the Cubs that were in Iowa. That's what
I just had to uninvite like a bunch of people to the.
For instance, since I live in the St. Louis metro,
right?
And they say Cardinals, I think of the St. Louis Cardinals. If I lived in Springfield, Illinois, I would think of the Springfield Cardinals, which is a farm league for the Cardinals.
Right. Yeah.
At Lamphere Park, that's what I would think of.
I already feel bad enough. You're really not helping the whole feeling like a dipshit issue here in my life. Okay?
Kind of like saying, you know, you want free tickets to Vegas and you live, you know, in Vegas, Iowa.
Yeah. Oh, we meant Vegas, Iowa. We didn't mean that.
Las Vegas, yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah, all expenses paid.
I knew it was too good. I go, this is too good to be true.
So did everybody call, or are they waiting for you right at Wrigley?
I called everybody now.
I misunderstood. They did say... Chicago, they said Iowa Cubs.
I was misunderstood. You know, I don't know. I was misled, I guess. I don't know.
And the whole idea of the free beer was also misunderstood.
Free beer. hand job. Free hand job.
That's right.
No, we didn't mean that.
Yeah. Nice.
So, nice. I don't know. It's bullshit.
It's bullshit. People are playing me.
I'm an idiot.
They're playing me, I'm telling you.
I'm an idiot. I'll admit it.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, I almost call up CB even. I'm like, CB, I'm going to score in CB.
Yeah.
I'm
saying, oh, see, look at that.
Now, how would I feel? I'd be like, hey, CB.
Sorry, man.
I totally have to.
I'm just a total jerk.
I'm a jerk.
Hey, you, I can already hear it. Hey, CB, I'm giving you Bob's tickets because he's an ass.
Oh, I would have, too. I so would have, man.
Just like I stole those Star Trek tickets from him. To see Star Trek at the Omni Dome or whatever it was.
Yep.
I totally stole those from him.
The Omni Dome.
I'm stealing these Cubs tickets from him and giving them to you.
And you know what? It's all good.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
So, so good to use your tickets.
I know it did. Yeah. He's not never going to come use these tickets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know how it goes with you.
Yeah.
Well, I know how it goes with you, my friend.
So, the next freebie, I'm definitely checking it out.
Yeah, can I have this in writing, please?
Wait, free hookers all night. Is that what you said?
Is that what you said?
All night, right?
Right.
What you said, you said. All right. Not a cop, right? Okay, all right.
Not a cop.
Okay.
There you go.
So, oddly enough, I might go to the game. That's the weird part.
The Cub game?
Yeah, I'm
Oh,
go.
The Iowa Cub game?
The Iowa Cubs game, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Won't be quite the same.
Yeah,
but,
I don't
you
think
know,
you're going to scalp those for anything.
Hey, got tickets, $2 a ticket, anybody, anybody.
Yeah, you'd probably get more out of that by hanging out by the porta potties for somebody who's ran out of toilet paper or something.
Well, you know I like to do that anyway for my
That's
photo
true.
Opportunity. When I'm stalking beautiful women, I wait till
that's
they pee,
true.
And then I...
Yeah, snap.
That's the best way to catch beautiful women, wait till they pee, and then...
Yeah, catch them when they come out of the porta potty.
Oh, God!
That's
oh.
a technique, I know you use that.
I use that a lot. It
yeah.
works. It has worked. Many a time.
Like they don't call you sneaky pee.
Yeah. I
for
used
nothing.
It at my high school reunion, I used it
That's
at,
true.
Some sweet looking indoor football girls.
And that's true, that's true. Yeah. You just hang out by the woman's bathroom and they just all parade by you.
Sooner they gotta pee sooner or later. They've got to.
That's right.
They'll have
that's
to. And
right.
they like to go in groups too. They do, no, for real. They
I know that you got it. You got it down. You're giving away your secrets.
I don't care. I'll give them. I don't care.
Yeah, you're giving away
and
your
get
secrets.
A hot pink camera too. That'll
that helps it out.
Hey, are you John Malkovich? Oh, yes, I am.
I think you should say you're William Shatner's son. I think
I'm
that would work.
Larry Flint.
I think that would work for you.
It's a miracle I can walk. Look at
me. Just talk in halted voice and say you're Shatner's kid.
But I could take your picture.
That's right.
But for how long? For how long?
There you go.
So, yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see.
So you got that going for you.
I got that going. So, I don't know. You know. So, my last thing I'll say tonight is I'm trying to invite Smidge onto a mandate with me to a sporting event.
Well, he can go to the Cubs with you.
And, well, this is something else. He might go to something else.
Oh, okay.
So, we'll see if me and Smidge can have a mandate.
A mandate. I don't even know if I want to hear about that. Maybe you should watch that Color Me Kubrick movie.
We might. We might watch it together.
There you go.
So hopefully next week I'll have the mandate story.
Oh, that'd be great.
If Smidge is available, I would like to mandate him. Yeah.
Are you asking him out on the show? This is kind of weird.
No, I've already asked him out.
Oh, you've already asked him out.
On
okay.
the book, yeah. Yeah, he's thinking about it.
On the book. Oh, that's right. You guys are all Facebooked, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He wants to get... Dave Ryan in art too, so I don't know.
Oh, Dave Toots.
Yeah. Toots, yeah.
Toots.
Maybe we will. I don't know. So I don't know. That's it, man.
Well, we'll look for that report and look for Corey Feldman's video this week. Yeah, not an interview. This week.
Don't be disappointed when you see it.
If somebody other than Smidge wanted to go on a mandate with you, how would they get a hold of you, Miles?
Well, you wouldn't, first of all. But, I'm horribly homophobic, as you know. I don't. But if I guess if you did if you were cool, I guess, about it.
If you were cool.
If you were willing to pay for it, I guess.
If you were like Ron Hudson and wanted to hide it all.
Miles Title at Facebook and Miles Title Twitter and stuff like that.
So. Miles Title at stagradio.com.
M-I-L-E-S.
There you go.
T-I-D-A-L Twitter and crap like that. So check it out.
All right.
All right. Be there.
We'll be hearing about this mandate.
Maybe. I don't know. He's playing a little hard to get, so I don't know.